Look at me, sitting on the floor beneath you, exactly where I belong, crawling on my hands and knees like a desperate whore, because I am desperate. I'm desperate for you, but I know I can't have you, not entirely. Not for real. I can't have you all to myself because of her. But that's okay. If I can just have a piece of you, that's all I need. I promise I'll play nice and share you with her. Because that's what you deserve. Your loving partner and your needy slut. Working together to service your body. You deserve to be showered in affection. You deserve to be worshipped. And it would take at least two women to do it properly. Four soft hands caressing your neck and your chest. Two warm tongues lapping at your cock and your balls. Don't you agree that that's what you deserve? What you truly desire? What you need? I mean, she can give you sex, of course, but will she debase herself for you? Humiliate herself for you? Let you degrade her and use her like a mindless fuck doll. Get sloppy and messy for you. Will she do every single nasty thing from every single naughty video in your search history? Let you try exciting new things on her like a sexy little guinea pig? I thought so. Plus, it's not like she can be in two places at once, right? You need me, don't you? Don't you need a slut who will sit on the floor like this, looking up at you, while kissing your ankle, and licking all the way up your leg? While she massages your shoulders? Don't you need a cute little bitch to lay her head on your thigh? Nuzzle her face against your balls? And beg you for the honor of helping you come? Don't you need a depraved whore to sit at your feet? Take your cock deep in her mouth, all the way down to your balls, while you kiss another woman. Imagine her riding you, sliding her hot, tight, slippery pussy up and down your shaft, while you hear my voice thanking you for giving me such a good view, asking for your permission to touch myself, to make myself come, to pleasure myself so I can feel good with you, at the same time as you, sharing in your ecstasy, begging you for a turn, begging you for a taste. Wouldn't that be incredible? That's what I want. You already have a partner. What you need now is a pet. I want nothing more than to enhance your relationship with my presence the way a true submissive should. I want to make you feel better than you've ever felt, show you how a lowly, worthless servant like me can become an invaluable asset to your relationship, and show you how perfect life can be when the three of us are together. No, I wouldn't call it an ulterior motive. I don't want to push her out of the equation. I would be working with her, not against her. She wouldn't be my enemy or my competitor. I would dedicate myself to the both of you. Sure, at first I just wanted you. When I found out about her, I was disappointed, to say the least. But then I laid eyes on her, saw her face, her body, the way she moves, the way she smiles, and, most importantly, the way she treats you. Darling, precious you. Watching her make you happy, seeing how dedicated she is to you, how loyal and attentive she is to your needs, the way she looks into your eyes and touches you, it all just made me absolutely adore her. Knowing you're in such good hands has eased any jealousy that I might have felt otherwise. And all of this has forced my little crush on you to grow and to spread in a direction that I hadn't considered or even realized was possible. My fantasies of you and I together, my desires to be owned by you, to take orders and instructions from you, to receive my pleasure and my punishments from you as you see fit. They've all expanded to include her as well. Now I find myself imagining how beautiful she must look while she's taking your cock in her mouth. I imagine myself helping her, licking your balls, her drool dripping down onto my face, slurping up her spit because it means I can taste you too. I think about how firm her grip on my hair would be as she presses my face into the bed so you can fuck me from behind. I fantasize about the way her tits must jiggle when she bounces up and down on you, and how I would beg to ride your face so I could kiss her perfect lips. I imagine the noises she makes for you and wonder about the noises that she would make for me. I know I can make her feel good too. I can be her toy. I can be the face that she rides, the tongue that she grinds against, the hands that grope her tits and pinch her nipples so that she squeals and tightens her pussy on your cock. As long as it pleases you, of course. And that does please you, doesn't it? The thought of coming inside my pussy while you lick and suck the juices from between her legs. Does it please you to imagine her legs spread wide on her back while I sit on her face and play with her clit, listening to her muffled yelps as you thrust into her over and over again? Until she comes for you, vibrating my pussy with her moans. Then she can rest while you put your nasty little slut to work instead. She can watch you be rough with me, spank me harder than you would ever spank her, pull my hair, call me names, wrap your hand around my neck, put me on my knees, make me suck all of our juices off your cock, push yourself into my throat until I am drooling down your balls and onto the floor, making a mess that I know will be my job to clean up later. She has nothing to worry about because I don't want her position. I want that position. She can be your equal all she wants. What I want is to have my position beneath the both of you, dedicating my every waking breath to your happiness. And how could she not be happy to have a couple of extra hands and a couple of extra holes to please her man? When she's busy, when she has a headache, you can just look down and I'll be there, your filthy little pet, ready and waiting for you to use me. I can tell by the look on your face and the bulge in your pants that you're considering my little proposal. I can be pretty convincing, huh? If you like, I can go to your girl myself, work my magic, see if I can get her on board. What do you say?